Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Luke, L-U-K-E, Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R. Luke Mager is a 23-year-old male and reports he injured his lower back at work on 12/27/21. But at that time, while bent at the knees, he was lifting an 70 to 80 pound box of tile. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc at L5-S1. Period. He accepted physical therapy and 2 epidural injections, but that did not help. Period. He did not pursue surgical intervention and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, he was seen by his father, who is named Dr. Mager, on 12/23/20, period. This was well before the subject event, period. He had headaches, lightheadedness, memory impairment, and facial pain after being assaulted 4 days ago with loss of consciousness, period. He did not have full recall of the 2 days following his assault. Period. He did see an ENT specialist in the interim. Period. Dr. Mager diagnosed a concussion and quickly referred him for a CAT scan of the head. Period. CAT scan of the facial bones was also requested by the ENT specialist. Period. New paragraph. On 1/12/22, he presented to Dr. Mager for follow-up on his low back and left leg pain that developed on 12/27/21. Period. It had progressed in intensity. Period. He had been seen on 1/5/21. Period. He had a lumbar MRI the following day that revealed an extruded disc herniation on the right at L5-S1. Period. Ironically, he was having primarily left-sided symptoms at the time, although had some mild right-sided symptoms. Period. Since then, the right-sided symptoms have gotten worse and the left-sided symptoms have waned. Period. He had been prescribed another Medrol dose pack. Period. Dr. Mager's recommendation was for him to participate in physical therapy for several weeks. Period. Scratch that. New paragraph. He actually followed up with Dr. Mager through 1/12/22, period. He was referred for another course of physical therapy, period. He wrote, it was unclear how to explain the primarily left-sided symptoms at the onset, given the right-sided disc extrusion, period. New paragraph. He did undergo a lumbar MRI on 1/6/22 to be in period. It revealed focal disc extrusion at L5-S1, extending into the right lateral recess and effacing the right S1 nerve root. Period. There was no significant stenosis at the other levels. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen by Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, on 3/24/22. For pain management, period. He started Mr. Mager on gabapentin and continuation of ibuprofen. Period. Also suggested a trial of epidural steroid injection, period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Sinha regularly through 1/4/23, period. By then, he had medication adjustments and injections that included the facet joints. Period. Another lumbar MRI was done on 10/21/22 at a different facility. Paired at L5-S1, there was a central inferior disc herniation impinging upon the anterior thecal sac. Paired there was disc bulging, narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Paired at the other levels, there was no disc herniation, spinal canal, or neural foraminal abnormalities. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. From a standing position, he was able to actively flex to 80 degrees with stretching in his hamstring. Paired this did not elicit any low back or radicular symptoms. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Paired he had mild tenderness, palpation about the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Paired the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 12/27/21, Luke Mager lifted a heavy box of tile and experienced symptoms in his back. Paired he was seen at urgent care and then followed up with his neurosurgical father, Dr. Mager. Paired a lumbar MRI was done on 1/6/22 to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph, he also was seen by Dr. Sinha, who provided medications and injections. Paired he nevertheless remained somewhat symptomatic. Paired a repeat lumbar MRI was done on 10/21/22. Paired Dr. Mager expressed it was unclear why Luke was having left-sided symptoms. Right-sided symptoms when the disc herniation was towards the left. Period, and put this in parentheses, I may have gotten these reversed. New paragraph, the current examination found Luke to have virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, he had mild tenderness of palpation about the left sacroiliac joint. Period, new paragraph, there is 3.5%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.